of absence. Labor activists say they won a close vote to establish a $15 an hour minimum wage in and around Seattle's international airport. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
The minimum wage was on the ballot in the small suburb of SeaTac, home to the airport of the same name. Election day was 3 weeks ago, but the ballot count has been close. At one point, the two sides were just 19 votes apart. Now the gap has widened to a little more than 1%. And at a press conference in the airport, Labor leader David Roth declared victory.
The voters have spoken. They said that the people who put fuel in these jets ought to be able to someday afford to buy a ticket on one of them.
But opponents say they'll pay for a recount, and they've sued to block the $15 wage, which they say violates state and federal laws. Martin Costi, NPR.